the day he died, the spirit rose a meter and stepped aside. Somebody else took his place and bravely cried, I'm a black star.
back to Dr. Mysterio's Happy Hour. You're listening to... I'm your host, the Dr. Mysterio, of course. You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting live and in Technicolor from unceded Coast Salish territory in Burnaby, British Columbia, the campus community radio station at Simon Fraser University. Remember that you can listen to us online at cjsf.ca, also through the iOS or Android app, and you can find all the podcasts created for and by mankind at cjsf.ca/dr-mysterios-happy-hour. Pleasure to be here with Kim and Dr. Cumbia. And yeah, we just listened to His Majesty David Bowie, the Chameleon. Do they call him the Chameleon also in English? Did you notice? Because you know how his voice can have a range of, I don't know how many tones.
Yeah, he can do anything.
Correct. So they call him the Chameleon, I think, for that. So we listen to His Majesty David Bowie, and we listen to the song that gives his last album its title. Well, it's from 2015. Wow, it's been a while. 10 years now. Pew!
Wow.
And I think he passed away in March, if I remember correctly, or somewhere. It was in the beginning of the year. Anyway, so Black Star, we listened to Black Star. Great song, another favorite of Dr. Mysterio, Confession Time. I admit it. I play the music I like, and I don't care. But I do it thinking about you, my dear audience. So, always thinking about you. Before that, we listened to Our Brothers from Another Mother, the Cavaleros from Victoria, BC in Canada. Saludos a Germán. Germán is from Uruguay. So, yeah, they are very good musicians and friends. The Cavaleros from Victoria, we listened to the Big D Boogie, a brand new single from this year. And we started the set with the Hang Ten Hangmen with their song Point Break Bop, which is a single from 2022, and I think it's part now of their latest LP. And that was the beautiful set. Yeah, a little long this time because of Black Star, but it was definitely worth it. Definitely worth it. Most definitely. Let's use proper English like they do at the Vancouver mixtape. Because, yeah, Dr. Cumbia and I think that. So right now we are at Dr. Mysterio's Happy Hour. Then in 48 minutes, we're switching languages to Spanish, to Yuka Stereo. And then at 8, we have the Vancouver mixtape, which is proper English. So you have ESL now, and then beautiful Spanish, and then proper English with Jesse and Jamie at the Vancouver mixtape. So yeah, that's that. So anyway, so Kim here is on the stand. I mean, is our beautiful guest tonight, and she's going to see Jeffrey. I forgot his last name. Former member of Portishead, tomorrow at the Hollywood Theater. And so what I wanted to ask you is, do you, and this question is for both of you, okay?
Okay.
So you don't have to answer.
Is there a prize, whoever answers it first?
No.
No prize?
No, because
okay.
ladies first.
Oh.
Sorry.
I get the prize every time.
You get the prize.
You do. You do, babe. Every single time. Every single time.
Yes.
So do you, when you're going to see a show, do you check the set list before going to the show?
It depends on the band.
So sometimes.
Sometimes. I will, when we saw Pearl Jam, which you were at that show.
I don't want to brag, but I was like second row.
I know. I was in the stands feeling really guilty for not spending that much money, but...
Well,
I wish I had.
You know what? Advice for all you fans. If you're a member of the 10 Club, which is Pearl Jam's... My English no good. Which is Pearl's Pearl Jam's, thank you, official fan club. Mm-hmm. Those tickets are less than half price of what you get on bloody Ticketmonster.
So I could have been standing beside you, but instead I was in the stand. Although I was recovering from knee surgery at the time, so I probably should have
that
been
is
in the
correct.
Stands. I forgot about that.
I remember now, yeah. The unnameable, mm-hmm. yeah, her friend is like Voldemort, so you cannot pronounce his name.
Yeah, you cannot say his name.
So that entity, because he's not even a human being, so that entity said that, yeah, you needed the stance because you were recovering from knee. Yeah.
Yes, so, but to go back to your question, I did check for the set list for that show. Only because they have so many albums, and I wanted my favorite songs to be on there. And you know what? They played all of my favorite songs, so I was quite happy.
Oh, really? Cool.
Yeah.
I was gonna ask you what, like, on what basis you decide whether to check the set list or not.
Yeah, I think it's more depending on how many albums they have. If they've only put out a few albums, I know that my favorite songs will play, so I don't really look because I know it's going to be good. But if they have many, many albums, then I will check the set list. I'm going to go regardless, so does it matter?
Yes. How about you, Dr. Cumbia?
No, I never check anything. I just go and enjoy. I like to be surprised. And I don't go to that many concerts.
I know you like surprises.
But you know what? The last concert I went, they play the whole album from beginning to end, so I knew every song without even having to check it.
What concert was this?
It was Wasp.
Wasp.
That one, yes.
Yeah. Yes.
Well, I've been to a few with you, but I didn't know those bands, so...
No, I haven't known some of the bands that I've been with you, so even though I organized a bloody, outing, so... Yeah. Yes, I hear you, yeah. I never, ever... Ever.
Never.
Ever.
Not once?
Ever. Listen to my voice here. Ever.
Not even a peep.
Check the set list. Nope.
Not even a little peep, no? Like, nothing. Lifting a little bit the dress just to...
Nothing.
Nothing.
I'm not a fan of surprises. So, if I really want to know something, I'm not going to let anything get in my way. I will figure it out.
It's funny. I've been Mario knows his counterpart, the other Mario. So anyway, in other chats where we are going to shows, like he's so kind to send the set list to the other guys individually,
but not
so that it's not in the group chat. So that he tells me, Mysterio, the next message is the bloody set list. So just delete it. Don't see it. And I'm like, cool, man. Thank you.
That is respect.
Right there. Exactly. Yes. So that's pretty cool of him. And I don't like to see set lists. My English no good again. Set lists. Jesus, the yes and the
you're tea. Just nervous today.
I'm just super nervous.
I see.
Your testosterone, Dr. Cumbia, just makes me.
I think so.
Yes. Yeah. I'm going to leave it there.
Yeah. You have dancing feet today, too.
Correct.
Yes. Wow. Nice.
I have everything.
You have everything.
Oh, I love my radio voice when I get it. Usually I need to be hangover for it to come out, but not always, thankfully.
Yeah.
But it's way easier.
You're not hungover today? You didn't go out last night?
I am not.
Wow.
Good for you.
I'm taking good care of myself now. I had my beet and carrot juice in the morning.
Okay, nice, good.
With celery and a lot of love. Anyway, I don't want to know set lists. I don't want to know set lists. Jesus. Movies, I don't see trailers.
I
don't read the preface.
I made the mistake of watching too much of a trailer. I went and saw Mickey 17 yesterday in the theaters. And I wish I hadn't have watched the trailers first because they gave away all the good scenes.
Did you like the movie?
I'm on the fence.
So that's clearly a no.
Yeah, it was.
Is it because of the trailer or
no? Oh. It was just more like I really like the filmmaker, but I feel like it was two separate movies because it's based off of a book. I've never read the book, but
I see.
I thought it was going to be more science fiction, but there was quite a political agenda on it. Like the characters were very politically charged, and one of the characters was essentially Trump. So it was very, I mean, it's the political view that I see, but I just thought it was a little bit too obvious.
I see.
So it sort of ruined it for me. It just took me out of the story. But
well, it will be interesting to see if whether that was the case in the book. Sometimes it is.
Yeah, but I'm going to read the book, I think.
But just I mean, if he looked or she looked like Trump, then well,
yeah, even the mannerisms and the words they said, and it was just too
it was too obvious
like, yeah. I'm not stupid, you didn't have to make it that in my face for
correct.
Me to understand what was going on.
There's a movie, I don't know if you saw it, it's called Civil War. And it's,
I saw it in theaters and I wish I hadn't.
that's even like it's even more like
it,
that's actually a description of the current situation taken to the extreme, so it's
but
it's
it made
truly
me
just based, like it's the same. Yeah, anyway.
It made me very uncomfortable.
But
I still think about it.
But I think that was the case. That was the purpose.
Oh, that was the purpose. I feel like there's a difference between those two movies.
Yes.
Because Civil War, they wanted you to feel uncomfortable. They wanted you to think that this is the way that it could happen. This could happen eventually.
Yeah.
But with Mickey 17, it was meant to be sort of a comedy. So a comedy sci-fi, and it turned out to be a little bit too political for my opinion.
Interesting.
My taste. Yeah.
Okay. Well, I had no idea that it was a comedy like that. That's how I do not want to know about movies. I don't even know what genre
well,
it is.
Well, now I just gave it away, and you can't watch it.
Well,
anymore.
thank you for not saying any spoilers, not to me, but I mean to everybody.
Exactly.
So sorry, Dr. Kumbi. I know you like The Other Way, but you know you like to know every single thing about it before you see it. Not
when,
just I don't know.
Movies that the best movies I've seen, I didn't know anything about it, but I do watch a lot of trailers before I see a movie, though.
Do you?
But I could say it spoils a little bit of the movie.
Yeah.
Once you know,
especially if they're not a very good movie, all of the best scenes are in the trailer.
Yeah.
So.
If it's not, yes. I think it's very, there's very few occasions where you watch a trailer and then, you know, you still get to the end of the movie and you're like surprised, amazed. You're like, what the heck happened here?
Mm-hmm.
Even by watching, you know, whatever, five or four of the scenes of the key or best scenes in the movie. Anyway. Well, yeah, I was curious about the set list there because. Also, are you going to check the set list for Jeffrey? That was where the whole point was aimed at. You see, I come back.
Yeah.
I go far, far, far away, and then I come back to the original question.
Mm. Yeah, no, I'm not, because I don't know anything about Beak. So all I know is that he was the drummer from Portishead. So not only do I now know he's the drummer, but I also know Portishead is pronounced Portishead.
Apparently, my English is good. So anyway, it's mostly no good, but on this one, it was good. You know what? I might have checked once the set list because I went to see, I don't know, there's this 90s band. I don't know what the genre is, but they're called Husker Du.
I know them. Yeah.
Okay. So the guitarist was playing. Mm. And I love quite a few of Husker Du songs, but I love, you know, like three of them. So, yeah, I had to check because so am I going to spend my ticket? Is he going to play like...
Yeah.
Because I don't know his solo stuff. And I'm sure I'm going to like it, but I mean, I want to, you know...
Yeah.
And yes.
Oh, good.
He played when Pink turns into blue. So
you got your wish.
I was so happy for 3 minutes and 12 seconds. No, I think he made it... I might have made it longer. Anyway. And then he played a couple of other Husker Du songs. So it was...
Yeah.
It was very good.
I'm always on the fence about going to see bands or going to see solo projects from bands that I really like. Because I went and saw David Usher, and I don't know, he was from Moist. Moist is very Canadian, so I don't know. You know Moist, right? No?
You mean in British Columbia because it rains
British
all the
Columbia.
Time?
Yeah.
So you mean moist?
They're from Vancouver.
Oh, you mean moist the band?
Moist
not
the
moist
band.
Like not moist like in humidity.
No.
Sorry, my bad. My English not good. Sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah, but David Usher, lead singer of Moist, biggest Moist fan when I was younger, and I went and saw David Usher and was hoping he would play some Moist songs because two of the members of his band were in Moist.
Mm.
So I thought, hey, there's a chance. Didn't look at the set list, and they didn't play a single Moist song.
Not a single one.
I was very disappointed, but it was still a good show. So
interesting.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's go on with some more happy music here at Dr. Mysterio's Happy Hour, and we'll be right back.
Yeah. want to fucking tear you apart.
Okay.